Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how a mobile vision clinic is helping solve an eye care shortage. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. This is Today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. School children receive vision screenings every other year under Ohio law, but a growing majority of them don't get the glasses or additional eye care they need. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports on a program in Southeast Ohio, bringing the issue into focus.
The State Department of Health released a report earlier this year that showed 80% of kids in Ohio that fail vision screenings don't receive follow-up eye care. That number is the worst the state has reported since at least 2017, and it's even higher in some rural counties.
Actually, especially for us here in Jackson County, there's a need because we don't have a lot of optometrists and because of no insurance, the family don't have the money.
That's Connie Young, an elementary school nurse. The town of Jackson has just two eye clinics.
It's just like getting into the dentist. There's a wait list.
A 2019 inventory of Ohio optometrists shows Vinton and Morgan counties, also in Southeast Ohio, don't have a single eye doctor. And even when eye doctors are present, many have a cap on the number of Medicaid patients they'll accept.
So once that fills up, they have nowhere to go.
That's Dana Gillum, an optometric technician who used to work at one of the clinics in Jackson. She says when people can't use their Medicaid insurance locally, they're either forced to seek care in bigger cities like Columbus or often go without.
That's why they don't get the care, because they can't, maybe they can't get to Columbus. I mean, that's a far drive. You're talking 3 hours to, you know, an hour and a half there, hour and a half back. Maybe their car won't make it. Maybe they don't have the gas money. People just can't afford it. And so it's not that they want to neglect their children. It's that they don't have a choice.
So Gillum brings the clinic to them. Parked outside of Jackson Northview Elementary School, Gillum works with optometrists like Erica Shelton in the back of a big white van.
I'm going to give you some different letters here. Any guesses on those letters there? Or are they a little bit small?
P-B-D.
Good job.
Dr. Shelton is quizzing a first grader with lines of gradually shrinking letters and fingers held up in her periphery. She says this sort of exam is critical. Eye problems frequently don't cause pain, so they're easy to ignore. But there's a range of other long-term effects that have huge impacts on kids. Behavioral problems, learning loss, eventually the inability to get a driver's license. So she comes to schools like this one in a bus decked out with tonometers, four-opters, and retinal cameras, all the equipment needed to give a comprehensive eye exam.
Can switch on over to your other eye for me. This eye a little bit harder to see out of. Kind of the same. Okay. What about those letters there?
Over the past 3 weeks, a rotating crew of optometrists like Shelton have examined 300 students in Jackson. The mobile clinic is part of the IC program, which stands for in-school eye exams. In this case, it's a partnership between the Ohio Optometric Association, Vision to Learn, and the Foundation for Appalachian Ohio. In the past 2 years, the bus has visited hundreds of schools in southeastern Ohio to provide more than 4,000 students with free eye exams. It's been so successful, the Ohio Optometric Association is launching a similar program in southwest Ohio, targeting lower-income pockets of Dayton, which also lack optometrists. Back in the eye clinic van, Dana Gillum, the optometric technician, unboxes trays of colorful glasses.
What do you think? Let's try some on. Let's just see. Then we can decide. So you put those on.
She holds up a mirror for kids to test out different colors. This is her favorite part.
When they put those glasses on for the first time, it is amazing. They are so excited that they can actually see. It just brings tears to your eyes. You're just so happy to see them be able to see again.
In Jackson, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Claire Roth. We'll talk with you tomorrow.